From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Tonight's town hall meeting to deal with safety in Timmins could be dominated by talk of Living Space, the homeless shelter. Brian Beauchamp is part of a group that wants it moved. He personally wants it closed and for the justice system to be stricter on the drug and property crimes often traced to people who stay at Living Space.
Society really doesn't have any control over these people. If you put them in jail or incarcerate them, at least then you have the opportunity to steer them in the right direction.
The town hall meeting is set for 7 to 9 o'clock at the McIntyre Arena. A link to the live stream can be found on the city's Facebook page. An event next weekend is for children with autism who are sensitive to loud noises like sirens and bright flashing lights. In a more relaxed atmosphere, they will meet emergency personnel and check out their vehicles, hopefully removing their fear of them. District Social Services Administration Board Children's Services Director Shannon Costello says it has a dual purpose.
It also gives a great opportunity for emergency personnel to interact with children with those sensitivities, to get rid of that fear of how to interact with children with those sensitivities as well.
The event is Saturday, June 24th, between 10 and 2, behind the DSAB building on Algonquin Boulevard across from Hollinger Park. Audio of our interview also talks about kits, stickers, and information pouches supplied to the children's families and the paramedics, firefighters, and police officers. It's at MyTimmonsNow.com. The federal public safety minister says he's dealt with a communication breakdown in his office about the transfer of convicted killer Paul Bernardo to a medium security prison. Marco Mendocino has faced calls from the Conservatives to resign since it was revealed that staff in his office knew in March and May about the transfer from a maximum security facility. Mendocino was not told until the day after it was done. The Prime Minister's office received the same information in March, but referred it to Mendocino's office. The minister says he has instructed Correctional Services Canada to alert him directly of any transfers of violent and high-profile criminals. Bernardo is serving life in prison for first-degree murder and manslaughter. He also admitted to sexually assaulting 14 other women. And finally this afternoon, an idea for a Father's Day gift that won't cost you any money. Take the old man fishing. Ontario's offering free fishing this weekend. You don't need to buy a license, but you do have to follow the rules like limits and have government-issued identification showing your name and date of birth. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.